Harlequin Historical and Harper Audio present His Maddening Matchmaker by Virginia Heath, performed by Karen Cass. Author note. In this second installment of my A Very Village Scandal series, Whittleston on the Water has settled down after their bloodless revolt against the new Lord of the Manor. You can read his story in The Earl's Inconvenient Houseguest, and all are enjoying a quiet life again. All bar two of them, that is. You met flirty Isabel Cartwright and gruff and surly Ned Parker in book one, and they were such polar opposites that I had to throw the pair of them together. I knew they were unaware of the obvious frisson simmering between them. This story opens with them still clueless, but both dissatisfied with their lives. Ned is sick and tired of working his fingers to the bone on his farm, and Isabel is bored stiff with the humdrum day-to-day of village life. The last exciting thing she did was to nudge the new Lord Hockley into the arms of her best friend, Sophie. Who knew she had such a talent for matchmaking? A talent she decides Ned could well benefit from. If ever a man needed a wife, it is him. Thankfully, the perfect candidate is visiting Whittleston for the summer, so obviously some more matchmaking is in order. For Jean Fullerton and Claire Flynn. It was an honour fighting in the trenches beside you last year. Chapter 1. May 1818. He was all alone in the corner again, seemingly oblivious of the crowd or the music, although Isabel wasn't the least bit convinced of that. Staring with too much determination into his glass as if nothing else existed, trying to disappear into the plaster, as usual, despite standing a good head and shoulders above everyone else in the room. As if he firmly believed, if he willed it hard enough, that a man of 6 feet and 6 inches could simply fade into the background. "You are never going to find yourself a wife like this." Ned jumped at the sound of her voice, then regarded her with the same peeved and put-upon expression as he always did whenever he acknowledged her. "You look like an old curmudgeon here on sufferance." He slanted her a peeved glance.
"I'm not looking for a wife, and I am here on sufferance."
Isabel Cartwright rolled her eyes heavenward and prayed for strength. He was the same at every village assembly. Unsociable, unapproachable, and uneasy. And it was getting worse with each passing year. Once upon a time, he at least made the effort to join in, and once in a blue moon, even deigned to dance if he was cajoled into it. But nowadays, he took the phrase keeping himself to himself literally. And as much as it annoyed her to think it, she found it all worrying. Years of all work and no play had made Ned Parker a very dull boy indeed. "Who's sufferance?" She glanced around the village hall to the sea of cheerful locals who all looked forward to the first Saturday in every month. Excuses to dress up and make merry were pitifully thin on the ground in Whittleston on the Water, so the assembly in this ancient, high-beamed, ramshackle appendage of St. Hildeth's Church was always a highlight. "Nobody here is ever formally invited, and I cannot imagine anyone insisting on your scintillating presence, or even missing it if you fail to turn up. Therefore, it is a mystery to me why you always turn up like a bad penny the moment the doors are flung open and stay until the last song is played."
"Habit," he said with a resigned huff. "My father insisted it was imperative to be neighbourly, and that edict has become ingrained in my conscience, no matter how hard I try to ignore it, and my blasted neighbours."
"Maybe if you joined in, you'd enjoy it?"
"I sincerely doubt that."
"Ask someone to dance."
"No, I loathe dancing."
Which was a shame, as for a big man, he was a surprisingly competent partner. Not that she would ever tell him, of course, any more than she would ever let on how much she missed the close friendship they had once shared, or how much she still grieved for his father too. Caleb Parker had meant the world to her, and his loss had left a big hole in her heart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?